Greetings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. Today we're going to talk about another legacy series. This one is a local hero. His name was Michael Justice. Some of you might have known him, but Michael went home to be with the Lord Friday before last, and I simply wanted to pay tribute to him, because he was a really amazing individual. In fact, just a sort of a short bio on him. His own journey with diabetes, blindness, and kidney transplant has led Michael Justice, THN, 1992, to speak and write about the disability issues that Christians face today. He also writes short stories on blindness, and has a chapter contribution in Why, O God, a book on educational ministry leadership. What I wanted to do, just to honor Mike and his, for those of you who knew him, I know he was very involved with the Christian Fellowship for the Blind, he and his wife Terry, and he was a joy. He was a cut-up. He had a great sense of humor, despite the multiple challenges that he faced, and always just was in top spirits and such a joy to be around. So I thought, what better way for me to honor him? And they, of course, are going to honor him next Saturday here at Bartimaeus Baptist Temple on the 23rd will be his homegoing ceremony. And ask Pastor Leary for more information about times and so forth. I wanted to share this. This is something that I found at the DTS Voice site, of course. Dallas Theological Seminary is DTS for short. And he was a contributor to their journal called This Is in Spiritual Life. But DTS Voice is the publication. So I'm just going to share this because it's awesome. From October 1st, 2009. And the title of the article is Prayer, the Court of Last Resort. And it reads, several people affected by disabilities have played a major role in my life since I lost my sight many years ago. One was a man named Dennis Dordigan, THN 75, who suffered from multiple sclerosis for more than 28 years. Many trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior because of Dennis' witness in light of his disability. Though he wasn't a diabetic, he taught me many things to help me live with blindness and other diabetic-related issues. And the article begins, one afternoon I sat in Dennis' home and conversed with him about my ministry struggles in the midst of my own disabilities. At one point, I foolishly said, Dennis, I feel so badly that God has taken away so much from you. You used to preach on your college campus, do outdoor evangelism, write songs, teach, write poetry. I'm sorry you've lost so much. I'm so sorry you have no ministry now. To which Dennis' response taught me a lesson I shall never forget. Outweighing every sermon series I've ever heard on the importance of prayer. In his raspy, strained voice, much like mine, Dennis rebuked me with, Mike, I still pray. Receiving no adequate response from me, he went on to remind me in his barely audible voice that I must not think much of the ministry of prayer. I wanted to argue with him to save face, but I knew he was right. I'd completely overlooked his ministry of intercession and the role it played in so many lives. Though I didn't want to admit it, I'd actually relegated the value of prayer to the court of last resort, the place where many Christians go after they have ruled out all other possibilities. To encourage me, Dennis then said, I was one of the people he prayed for daily. This brought even more conviction as I realized how little I actually thought of prayer. Yet with his rebuke, I also gained a renewed understanding of how much I needed the support of his fervent prayer warrior. He had so much time, and he spent it communicating with the Heavenly Father. Several years later, a young man in our church's youth group reminded me of how, as an elementary school kid, he would tug on Mr. Dennis's pant leg and ask him to pray about an upcoming math test. Mr. Dennis would ask him if he had studied. When he learned the boy had not done so, Dennis would tell him to go home and apply himself. Then Dennis would pray. Those faithful prayers left an indelible mark. To hear Dennis pray in full voice was one thing. But to know he prayed for others when his voice was only a whisper left me with a challenging reminder that the continuous practice of prayer is so vital for the Christian. I used to see talking to God as a matter of final appeal, that if I couldn't think of anything else to do, I could always pray. Only after Dennis told me that he prayed daily for me, did I realize my mistake. Dennis Dordigan and his wife and his family, his MS, and his wheelchair. Oh, let me move the screen down. There we go. Dennis Dordigan left his wife and family, MS, and wheelchair behind 9 years ago to go to be with his Lord and Savior, with whom he spoke regularly. Many people blessed enough to know him have seen embodied the words, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and I'm sure he was reading from the NASB, which is the Bible you use when you were in seminary. You know, I just want to wrap up in prayer and just praise and give thanks for us having seen someone in our midst. I know we spend a lot of time talking about people from the past. Of course, we just lost Billy Graham last year. But it's those local heroes, those people we rub elbows with and stand shoulder to shoulder with, or sit shoulder to shoulder with like I do. Those are the people that are our true treasure. And I just want to just remind you, each and every one of you, each and every one of you without exception, has the same power that he had. Same power. Regardless of your situation, you can still pray. And I just want to wrap up with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the wonderful example given to us by Mike Justice in his life and his honoring of other people in his life and all those things that point to you and point to the power that we have. There's a great temptation, I know it all too well, to think, I can't do that because, you know, because of my situation. You know, because fill in the blanks. And Mike Justice laid that argument to rest. So as we say goodbye to him next Friday, formally here at Bartimaeus, we just want to honor and praise you, Lord, as he would. Because he would take no credit, I'm sure, for himself, but only that you be glorified through his efforts. And Lord, thank you. Thank you for leaving all of us with the most powerful weapon of all, and that is prayer. May we use it courageously. May we use it wisely. May we use it in strength. Today, tomorrow, and the days to come, to honor and glorify you, regardless of our situation. And may we do this for your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.